escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Matt from Puyallup is. Matt, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Matt. I am Taryn, your host. And Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Matt will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
In texting, IDK stands for what?
I don't know.
Correct. Which TV show featured a big blended family with 6 kids?
Brady Bunch?
Yes. In what mid-2000s year did Pluto become reclassified as a dwarf planet?
4, 5, 6.
6, yes. The Fresh Food Place was the original slogan for what fast food restaurant?
Subway?
No.
Fresh. Pass.
What color is a zebra's skin?
Pink?
No.
Gray?
No.
Red?
No. What Australian city has the highest population?
Melbourne?
No.
Sydney.
Correct. How many seasons did Game of Thrones have?
6, 7, 8.
8, yes. Which Seattle landmark is home to the world's first revolving glass floor?
Space Needle.
That is correct. What band had the albums High Voltage and The Razor's Edge?
AC/DC.
Yes. In the NBA, a player is ejected from the game after committing how many personal fouls?
3?
No.
2?
No.
1?
No. What color? Oh, sorry. That was it.
You're good. You're good.
You know what? You still rocked it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You got correct, Matt. Excellent right work.
Is Steve going to get Thank a six, is Steve going to get a 69th win, or did he prevent it?
Ooh.
Look at his face. He's ready for it.
Focused.
He's ready for that 69.
This is a big one. If I can hit, if someone wants me to win 9-6, so it'll be 69 on the 69th win. And I'm like, man, I would love nothing more than that to happen. But I don't know if that's gonna.
That's like 69-ception.
I mean, that's like someone calling a home run and then hitting it.
Oh my gosh.
We shall see. Also, right, that means Steve, that the listener needs to have 6 correct in order for this to work.
Are you ready?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Steve, in texting, IDK stands for what?
I don't know.
Yes. Which TV show featured a big blended family with 6 kids?
The Brady Bunch.
Correct. In what mid-2000s year did Pluto become reclassified as a dwarf planet?
2005?
No.
2006.
Correct. The Fresh Food Place was the original slogan for what fast food restaurant?
Subway?
No.
Pita Pit?
No.
Wendy's?
No. What color is a zebra's skin?
It's black.
Yes. What Australian city has the highest population?
Melbourne.
No.
New Zealand. You said New Zealand?
Australia.
Australia. Brisbane.
Nope.
Phoenix.
No. How many seasons did Game of Thrones have?
Six.
No.
Nine.
No.
Seven.
No.
Damn it.
What? Which Seattle landmark is home to the world's first revolving glass floor?
The Space Needle.
Correct. What band had the albums High Voltage and The Razor's Edge?
AC/DC.
Yes. In the NBA, a player is ejected after how many personal fouls?
Five.
No.
Three.
No.
Damn it.
Steve, you got six correct.
Oh, boy.
Which is a loss. Oh. 7-6. Good job, Matt. You have prevented Steve from getting his 69th win today.
Right on. Thanks.
Matt, that was not nice of you.
Did you hear his enthusiasm?
I could hear it right through the radio.
Oh, boy. He did know The Australian city with the highest population is Sydney.
Sydney, my wife's name.
Game of Thrones had 8 seasons, and a player is ejected from a game after committing 6 personal fouls in the game of basketball.
I should have kept going higher.
Tomorrow is a new day, Steve.
Yep, I'm going to have to hit the showers, regroup, and figure out what I did wrong.
That's exactly right.
I just need a stronger offensive line, if only the Seahawks could help me with that.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's this doomsday clock, Steve Migs. It was created by the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists back in 1947 to represent just how close humanity is to a global catastrophe.
Okay.
And this is primarily due to nuclear threats, climate change, emerging technologies.
Like all AI that stuff. And things along those lines, yep.
So in 2024, the clock was set at 90 seconds to midnight, which is the closest that it has ever been.
I don't even understand what that means. Like, I mean, I know it's representative of something, but up until honestly today, I didn't even realize it was an actual clock that they're looking at. And they have it. I don't know if you've seen the clock.
Yes.
It looks like they bought it from IKEA. It's kind of like this like super kind of artsy farty wacky looking clock thing.
It's almost like cartoony.
Yes.
So this is the closest it's ever been until 2025 happened.
It is now 89 seconds to midnight. This is the closest the world has ever been to midnight.
Well, great. I'm glad 2025 is off to a great start.
It's going to be our year for sure. So this leads us to want to ask a simple question. We'll talk to Chris in Smoky Point with that simple question. And that simple question is this. What do you absolutely need to get done before doomsday hits?
Oh, the clock's ticking.
I have a pre-planned out bunker that I'm going to build next to my house. It's going to be about 200 yards away from the house. And it's 4 shipping containers all sealed together below ground about 100 feet. And that'll keep, even in if a nuclear winter hit, that would keep ambient temperature enough to survive even if the permafrost hit.
Chris, I love that you have this all mapped out and ready to go.
Oh, yes. I have the plans. I have the drawings. I have everything all done up, how I want my entrance to be, everything.
You have room for 4 more? We'll do a podcast in there.
Sure do. I have the radio system and everything all set up.
Let's go.
That's awesome.
We're broadcasting live from Chris's bunker.
To no one.
To Chris.
206.
How come Chris is the only person that calls into our show now?
803-ROCK. Chuck at Martha Lake, what are you going to absolutely have to get done before doomsday hits?
I've got to get my tattoo finished.
Yeah.
What's your tattoo of?
Yeah. It's a Red Sox logo B with a 4-leaf clover. I got it started the week after my grandfather passed away. It was from Boston.
Oh, that's a nice tribute. And where is it on your body?
It's on my left rib cage.
Oh, that's not a fun spot. You really want to go into that much pain before the world ends?
Might as well.
Yeah.
You know, I stare at it all the time, and I'm like, why haven't I finished that yet? You know, you have kids, you have a house, other bills come up.
But, Chuck, I don't know if you're like me, though. The older I get, I have all these plans of getting more tattoos. I'm just like, I don't know if I really want to go through the pain of the tattoo again.
We're getting wimpy in our old age. We're getting soft.
Very.
206-803-ROCK. John in Tacoma, what do you absolutely need to get done before doomsday hits?
I need to go skydiving.
Is this for the first time?
Yeah, first time.
What compels you to want to go skydiving so bad? Is it just something that's been on your bucket list for a long time?
It has. I am an adrenaline junkie. I love doing things that just get the heart really pumping and going.
So what's the last thing you did that got your heart pumping?
Last thing I did was I jumped off of a cliff into the Sandy River last summer.
I'd be too terrified to do that. I feel like I would just time it wrong. I've back in college, we used to have like a little thing where you go cliff jumping. It wasn't anything massive. It was like two stories high, but sure. Still scary. And I remember thinking, like, I'm just like a couple inches away from a disaster. And one of our buddies that did it came so close.
No.
Like, we all freaked out. We thought he bonked his head. And
oh,
like,
my gosh.
That was the last time we did that.
You ever see those freaks that do, like, gainers off of those, too?
No.
You really? Like, you know what a gainer is?
No.
It's like a reverse backflip, kind of. So you jump off the cliff.
Why don't you just say a reverse backflip?
And then, because it's called a gainer.
You got to get the gainers,
oh,
bro.
Oh, my God.
Sick gainer.
Sick gainer, bro.
You gainering tonight? Is that what they call it? Are we gainering?
The Daily Migs Show.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
A woman in Texas has won $2.8 million in court after a restaurant's barbecue sauce burned her leg. This is News 4 San Antonio telling us what happened.
A jury deciding Bill Miller Barbecue must pay a woman from San Antonio nearly $2 million after she suffered second-degree burns from their barbecue sauce. 19-year-old Genesis Monita had been asking for... Monita had been asking for $1 million. She sued the restaurant chain after getting burned. Monita ordered breakfast tacos and was about to eat them in her car in the parking lot when she says the dangerously hot barbecue sauce burned her hands and fingers, causing her to spill the sauce on her thigh. The burns leaving a permanent scar. They say no one from Bill Miller has ever taken accountability, much less apologized to Monita.
I just hope Bill Miller's can be more like, I guess, like put the customers more at first, just not try to blame them right away like they did to me. Kind of listen them out first instead of just blaming them.
Attorney.
They showed the picture or the video of like how bad the burn was. Gnarly.
Yikes.
Like, look, at the end of the day, though, for $2.8 million, you can do that to me.
Yeah. Wow. I'll take the hit.
You wouldn't do that? You wouldn't take a burn on your thigh?
No, I would, but that just sounded very sadistic. Yeah, you can burn me for $2.8 million.
Well, I got a lot of bills, man. Student loans still. It's crazy.
So many people have opinions about this matter, so we have to go straight to the comments.
Yeah, we found a few of these posts. We sent them to our production director, Jason, who also said you could burn him. And said, hey, pick out some of your favorite ones just to illustrate how crazy people are on social media and reenact them however you'd like. And he did just that. Are you ready for the first comment? It's crazy how like she wanted a million. And I thought I would have been like, that's crazy. And she actually got more than double that.
Let's go.
All right, here's the first comment about the barbecue incident.
My husband used to eat at Bill Miller's for lunch every day for years. His liver enzymes were high on his physical. He stopped eating at Bill Miller's, made his own lunch. His liver enzymes were back to normal after that.
I love that. I think he was just waiting for a reason to crap on what, Bill Miller's?
Yeah. Bill Miller's.
Oh, like, finally, you know what? That's not the worst thing about Bill Miller's. My husband's liver was high.
Did she say he was eating there every day?
For years.
Oh, my God.
Must be good food.
Yeah.
That's dog food. I usually get my dogs a couple pounds of that so-called brisket.
Okay, well, that guy doesn't like Bill Miller's.
They're really selling it so far.
It's a rough day.
Let's take a field trip there.
No, it's $2.8 million. Some guy was eating there for years and it was causing health issues, and then another guy's feeding your food to dogs.
Another case of idiots without common sense being rewarded for their own dumb actions.
Well, I mean, who would think that the barbecue sauce would be that hot that it's going to cause burns?
As a barbecue sauce connoisseur, I can say with the utmost confidence that I have never been burned by barbecue sauce that was too hot.
No.
It just doesn't really happen.
And at first I'm like, how hot could it have been? But then I saw like what the burn marks were like on her leg, and I'm like, that is bad.
$2.8 million? Hell, you can dump that hot sauce in my for that kind of cash.
Steve, I didn't know you texted in.
Well, look. Again, my wife's student loans are through the roof. Give me it.
On the ding ding.
I don't know if I can do it on the ding ding. I was thinking more like leg. Ow. Yeah.
That amount is a bit over the top. It's not like she lost a limb and is maimed for life and can never work. However, I have a feeling she won't work once she has that check in her hand.
Yeah, $2.8 million.
Yeah.
That's a good payout.
It is.
Yeah.
But $2.8 million in 2025, it doesn't last forever. She's going to have to go back to work. That guy is wrong.
The Daily Migs Show.
What gives you road rage? 206-803-ROCK. The reason we ask is because a 62-year-old Kentucky man named Frank was arrested in California after ramming another vehicle three times. Because the driver allegedly had their high beams on. Yeah, totally justified, right?
You know what? At first I was like, this guy's an idiot. Now I'm thinking the other driver's the idiot.
He told police he was upset about the brightness and potential radiation. What?
Okay, that part's a little off his rocker.
The
brightness does get annoying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The other driver was fine, but Frank is now facing assault with a deadly weapon. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Go figure. So for this guy, it was the high beams that was giving them the road rage. But what about you, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. What gives you road rage, Parker in Shelton, who I understand you are a truck driver?
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes. Yes. Hello, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning. And,
Parker, I feel like you're going to have a lot of things that drive you crazy on the road.
I've got two. I thought of two and maybe three. So the first one is driving northbound I-5. Everybody wants to get off on Highway 16 right there. It kind of backs up, right? So the truck drivers, we need to keep our space between our cars, right? Yep. We're so heavy. We need our space. Everybody likes to cut in front of us. Pew, real fast. Pew, right up in there in between all the trucks. And so everybody just needs to know to keep their space. The second thing is there's like no parking in Seattle. So when I'm trying to do my deliveries downtown, all these Uber drivers and Uber Eats, they're all parking in the loading zone. They put their hazards on, they run in the building, and I got nowhere to park. I got to sit there and wait. I can't block the road.
The least they could do is give you some french fries.
Yeah. Give me some of that burger that you're delivering.
Right on, Parker. Joe from Edmonds, what gives you road rage?
Okay, well, I used to get road rage about everything, like literally everything. Like I've gotten out of the car and fought people before.
Oh my gosh.
But a friend of mine, a wise man that knows more than I did, he told me that people can't cut him off. He just lets them in. And for some reason that changed my whole perspective on driving. And I realized that people drive like idiots and there's nothing I can do about it. So getting mad and getting in road rage is kind of pointless.
It's not worth it.
Do it anyways. Dude, yeah, it's not worth it.
It's funny. I'm. You want to get in? get on in, especially with trucks, going back to a truck driver. If I see a truck driver's got their blinker on, I see so many people speed up. Like, yeah. I don't want to be stuck behind a truck. I'm like, get on in. I'll figure out a way. Eventually, I'll get around you. Or it's not the end of the world. So, like, I have that same mindset. I don't really get road rage except at four-way stops. And then I just kind of lose my mind. I don't, like, yell at anybody, but internally, I'm losing my freaking mind.
When people don't understand, like, the right-of-way and all that?
That, and also when somebody thinks that they know how it all works, and they give you, like, they get mad at me, even though they got to the stop sign first, and they're, like, waving me, like, come on, you idiot. I'm like, I was still rolling when you were fully stopped, brother. Like, I don't want, what do you want me to hand you a flower? Thank you. Thank you for being so kind and generous for letting me. I get so mad at this. It's so stupid.
I want to hear from Trucker Preston. We have one more trucker who's on Highway 18 right now. What gives you road rage?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Trucker Preston, I'd honk, but there's a bunch of cars around me right now, and I don't want to freak anybody out.
But, appreciate it.
So, honk, honk. There you go.
Thank you.
Bouncing off of what the other drivers have said and stuff like that, it's basically, it comes down to just respect and kindness. Like, we seem to lack that when we get on the road. And for me, my biggest thing is, if you don't bully your way in, and if you, like, throw your signal on and ask to come over, I will let you in, like, 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. I have no problem. I'll back down. I'll slow myself down. Unless it's an unsafe situation, I will let you over.
Right.
Like, just stop the bullying.
Oh, dude, yeah. I hate it when you put your signal on, and then you can tell the car that's in the next lane, they just start speeding up. I'm like, no, that wasn't the signal for you to go faster.
Just let me in. You're not going to get to your destination any more quickly.
The Daily Migs Show.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.